status updates.
Here's what's going viral now on Facebook. President Obama and Vice President Biden show us how they move.
Mr. President, you ready to move?
Absolutely. Let's do this thing. Let's move.
As part of First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, President Obama and Vice President Biden show Americans how they work out in this White House-sponsored fitness video. The president and vice president work up a sweat by jogging around the White House in business attire. There's even a brief cameo by the first dogs, Bo and Sunny, who look understandably confused. The pair conclude their rigorous and motivational conditioning routine with a couple tall glasses of ice water.
After a good workout, gotta drink up.
All right.
Then there's this. Jimmy Fallon, Idina Menzel, and The Roots sing Let It Go. Fresh from her stunning Oscar performance, despite John Travolta butchering her name, singer Idina Menzel performs this cute and quirky rendition of the Academy Award-winning song Let It Go on The Tonight Show. Host Jimmy Fallon, joined by The Roots, get funky using ordinary classroom instruments for the accompaniment, creating a surprisingly fresh take on the song from Disney's Frozen that's been parodied ad nauseum for the past several months. And Facebook users are hitting the like button on Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance.
May I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word.
Perhaps it's a troubling sign of the times when this vintage clip from 1969 of legendary comedian Red Skelton is trending on Facebook. Maybe Americans are looking for inspiration, and to find it, they are turning to the past. In any event, it's one of his most famous routines.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag.
Skelton breaks down what the Pledge of Allegiance means before foreshadowing on a growing controversy about the separation of church and state.
Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
For these videos and more, go to foxnewsradio.com. I'm Lauren Faulkner, and those are your Facebook status updates on Fox News Radio.